This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We just had the CBO score, Congressional Budget Office score, of the health care bill that passed the House, and just bullet points: reduces the deficit by $120 billion over 10 years, insurance markets would be stable, premiums would increase average of 20% in 2018, 5% in 2019, lower 4% in states that don't take the waiver, but you'd have 23 million more people uninsured. Your assessment of this and how it factors in to the health care debate in the Senate?
Yeah, so the House bill was not going to be the bill we were going to vote on in the Senate either way. So the House passed something that sort of created a reset moment for the Senate to tackle repeal and replace. And what I want to see is a health care system where American families can buy the policy they want that goes with them across job and geographic change. And frankly, you know, this city hasn't been serious about dealing with the health care reform that we're going to need 5 and 10 years from now in quite some time. So that's what I'd like to see us do in the Senate.
Senator Ben Sasse, a Republican, in his comments regarding health care, I think, again, part of the problem with this whole situation, I am sorry, you know, goes back to the fundamentals of what is government for? What are they supposed to offer? And I think we're looking, you know, for love in all the wrong places here when it comes to health care reform. Because the government, you know, they get confused. They don't do health care well. They need to just get out of the business of health care. Do us all a big favor. You know, Scott, let us go back to what we had before. You know, whether it was with our businesses, you know, and then some people, oh, my goodness, you take us back into the dark. Come on, kid. I mean, how many people? I mean, everybody I talk to is just says, wait, I just don't have the same health care that I had before. Why can't we? You know, why can't we go back? Because, you know, all this got turned upside down because there were supposedly 30 million people that were uncovered. And so what the Democrats and the Obama administration, what they did really was kind of like shuffle cards a little bit. It was a little bit of the, you know, the pea in the walnut game. And they moved everything that they could into Medicaid. Just put all these people that heretofore were not eligible, we're just going to put them over here into Medicaid. Well, why not? Okay, so now they're all part of it. Because what it was, again, the perspective was single payer. And, of course, now we're seeing signs, people not knowing better, oh, single payer, we want single payer, we want single payer. You know, that, it, and it's also that it's a right. Where do you get that it's a right? It's not even in our Constitution that health care is a right. But that's what people want to believe, because if it's a right, then, you know, okay, then I guess everybody has to pay for it, you know, somehow. And I'm not saying, you know, we're throwing granny over the cliff here. I'm just saying, look, we need to be responsible, and this is something that's better handled on a family-by-family basis at a local level through the state, not the federal government. You know, and as far as pre-existing situations are concerned, there are things that can be handled at a local level. I don't think you need Big Brother coming on top of this, trying to apply unnecessary pressure to something that can be handled very reasonably and logically. But it's all confounded here. And all they can think about is a one-size-fits-all kind of approach. And when you do that, it doesn't happen, you know, that way, because, you know, everybody's health needs are different. There isn't a one-size-fits-all, and that was a problem with Obamacare. And look what happened. It is just imploding on itself. And yes, I mean, I would agree with the senator here that it's disturbing, and even what Newt Gingrich says, that where are the Democrats on this? I mean, they experienced, they created this mess. Why don't you help out? Why don't you, you know, help carry the load and help us come to a right solution? I think part of it is that we're looking in all the wrong places here. If we're looking at government, it's expected. But, hey, we're so far down the road, they've already turned this thing upside down. But I say, look, it, let's go direct payer. That's my opinion. That would take a lot of pressure off this you know, the health care load that we're having to deal with might make it easier for Washington, too, by the way. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're right with him. Still committed to that end, ladies and gentlemen, to get this country back on track. 6 out of 10, used to be 7 out of 10. 6 out of 10 now is the number that say this country is on the wrong track. But we got to keep working, all right? Keep the eye on the goal, eye on the ball here. And let's start moving in a positive direction. But if it's going to happen, like Jenny Beth Martin says, hey, we've got to activate the citizenship. We've got to affect and activate the citizenry, the forgotten man and woman. You know, hey, look, it, don't let them forget you. Make sure you're talking and you even know who your representatives are. And that, you know, even like we said, even if it's 5 minutes a week, I mean, what the Tea Party Patriots is trying to do is encourage everybody for 5 minutes a day. There's different programs in which you can go to the website and get on the system. You know, I'm a system guy, so, you know, I like to have – that helps me affect the habit and stay on track and fulfill my objective. And so that might be a benefit to you. But whatever it is that you decide to do, at least, I mean, you know, put in 5 minutes. Why not? We need to push back on this government that's been running amok. President Trump is shaking things up, but he needs reinforcements. Like I've said, we've got some, you know, even the people on the Republican side need encouragement to know, look at, it's going to require some boldness, something heretofore that you may not have have exercised. But if we're going to take this country into the 21st century in a direction that it needs to be, as Marco Rubio says, then I believe we need courage to do that. This next story, again, brings back to mind the last president that was assassinated that there still remain so many questions about. And his name is Hugh Clark. Hugh served in the United States Navy. He was a member of the Honor Guard that took President Kennedy's body to Arlington Cemetery for burial. President Kennedy's burial was Hugh's last service at Arlington. Oddly, the very next day after JFK's burial, he was rushed to a new assignment. The name of the book is Betrayal, a JFK Honor Guard Speaks. Hugh Clark, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, a pleasure to be with you. Here we are all these years since the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and boy, the controversy continues to abound. People are accused of being conspiratorial, walking around with, as they would say, tinfoil hats, trying to figure this out. But as I often tell my kids, and I've said to this audience on a regular basis, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And there are so many facts still about the death of John F. Kennedy that remain to be discovered. Isn't that right?
That's correct, Bill.
So tell us your story. JFK Honor Guard Speaks and your book, Betrayal.
Well, Bill, it started out, I was a 17-year-old that grew up in East Elmhurst, Queens, and I had four other brothers and sisters that were in the military, two in the Marine Corps, one in the Air Force, and my sister and I were in the Navy. And I really wanted to get into uniform because, you know, my brothers being in uniform, they had all the women. And I just thought it would be cool for me to have one of those uniforms on and, you know, make a good impression. But my dad, because I was so young, my dad had to sign me into the military. So he did that begrudgingly. But I went to boot camp at Great Lakes, Illinois, and my company commander, for lack of a better word, my drill instructor, saw how much I enjoyed marching and the rifle movements and all of that, that he recommended that I go to Washington to be in the Honor Guard. And, of course, I knew nothing about the Honor Guard. But he told me, once he told me that, oh, well, it's close to New York and you'll be able to go home every weekend, that really hit a nerve with me. And I was like, great, I'll go.
Yeah.
But I had no idea what the Honor Guard was or what their job was. But I just knew that if I was close to home, I'd be able to go home every weekend.
Yeah. Get your laundry done, have some home cooking, all's well.
Exactly.
Right.
But once I got there and really delved into what my responsibilities was, because I was not tall enough to be in the firing party, they said, oh, well, you're going to be a pallbearer. Well, I didn't even know what that meant until someone explains to me, oh, are you going to carry bodies? And I was like, what?
Yeah,
you know, I'm like, carry boy, you kidding me?
Right.
But once you get used to it and, you know, build up a little nerve, it was like everyday affair.
Yeah.
And
but what an honor, though, Hugh. And I know that you grew to appreciate that. I mean, initially when somebody says, well, you're going to be a pallbearer, but what are you carrying? You know, the remains of patriots, the remains of the fallen that honorably, you know, they gave the ultimate sacrifice for this country, right?
Exactly. Wow. And, and that's how we did every funeral. You know, anybody that had served this country deserved to be laid to rest in a manner befitting king, queen, or anybody else. The fact that they had served this country. It was an honor to not just them, but to the country, to bring them to their final resting place.
Exactly.
And so any funeral that we did, you know, we put the same care and attention as we did with the president. Even though he was the president, it was as though he was no better, no worse than any other person that we had buried. But the fact that he was the president, the commander in chief, and it was my last funeral. I mean, it was an honor for me. It was an honor for me.
And you had no idea this was going to be your last funeral.
No.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Bill, that Friday, everybody was getting ready to go home for Thanksgiving, and we were all up on the third deck, what we would call the third deck. And the terminology is this, as if we were aboard ship.
Yes.
So everything is in Navy, you know, Navy terms.
Lingo,
the third
yes,
deck,
right.
The second deck.
Right.
But we were all up on the third deck getting ready to go home for Thanksgiving. And when the word came over that the president had been shot, and naturally, you know, we were all, you know, pulling that, oh, we hope he makes it. We didn't realize how bad it was.
Right.
But then, when the word came that he had, you know, passed away or succumbed to the injuries, everyone knew that nobody was going home because we knew that we would play a role in a state funeral.
Exactly. So
but
you
I
were in standby
no
at this point.
Idea.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break here, Hugh Clark. We're going to leave it right there. We'll come back, pick it up. Ladies and gentlemen, our conversation with Hugh Clark, Betrayal, a JFK Honor Guard, speaks He is speaking to the audience here, to our audience at Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Hugh Clark right after this.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Hugh Clark is with us, who served in the United States Navy. He was a member of the Honor Guard that took President Kennedy's body to Arlington Cemetery, and his compelling story continues. Hugh, you're standing by because you know that the president has been shot. Your detail is going to be involved being an honor guard for the President of the United States. So let's pick up the story from where we left off.
Well, I was brought to Andrews Air Force Base, Bill, I was teamed up with other members from the different branches, and we retrieved the President's body from Air Force One, placed it in an ambulance, where Jackie and Bobby Kennedy got in along with McNamara. We jumped in a helicopter, and we shadowed it from Andrews Air Force Base to Bethesda Naval Hospital. Now, during that trip, Bill, the motorcade never stopped at any location other than Bethesda Naval Hospital. Mm-hmm. And for all that we or I can remember is that the President's body was in that bronze casket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what really makes this story compelling, and I don't want to give away the book, but I just want people to understand that it wasn't until 51 years later where we had a reunion with the casket team members mm-hmm. and members that were in the morgue that night that assisted in the autopsy that we learned that the President's body was already on the autopsy table and we were still on a helicopter shadowing the motorcade. And for us, hearing this 51 years later, I have to tell you, I don't know whether you've ever witnessed 70 and 80-year-old guys getting up in each other's face, calling each other's liars,
yeah.
because it was a total disbelief
yes.
that the guys in the morgue were telling us, no, we're not disputing what you're saying, but while you guys were still on that helicopter, the President remains was on the autopsy table. So that kind of, threw us for a loop. Guys were crying. And that's why the name of the book is Betrayal, because for all intents and purposes, the government told the American people that President Kennedy was in that bronze casket and was removed off Air Force One, when in fact, I can't say what was in the bronze casket, but the President's body was not.
Mm-hmm. Wow, how shocking. So then, as you are, once you get beyond the anger of feeling betrayed here and you're trying to, sort out this information and come to the truth of the matter, I'm sure you all ask the question, why? Why the deception,
why?
Right?
Why?
Yeah.
Why? But then to find out from the guys, and again, Bill, these are all eyewitnesses. This is not, someone telling us. These are all individuals that were there,
mm-hmm.
except the fact that we were outside the morgue and they were inside the morgue. And at the same time, they thought, and unfortunately, the chief that bought in the shipping casket, all right, they mm-hmm. didn't even realize that the President was in a bronze casket. They didn't even question it because they didn't believe that there was any deception.
Exactly.
And
why would you think there would be deception?
Exactly.
Like this, right?
Exactly. What would be the purpose? What would be the purpose of them trying to deceive the American people that the President wasn't in the bronze casket? What would be the purpose if the President has already passed away? What is the purpose?
Exactly.
And the other thing that I just want to mention quickly, Bill, is the fact that how are you going to blame this on Lee Harvey Oswald? Not that I'm taking up for the guy, but mm-hmm. just fact.
Right.
Fact. How are you going to blame it on him? Because once he's incarcerated, who is doing all this manipulation inside the morgue?
Exactly.
Who's pulling the strings?
Yeah,
so for us, hearing all this information from eyewitnesses just like myself, the other casket team members, the guys in the morgue, we have no axe to grind.
Right. Well, what you find out is that we have two caskets here. Were both caskets on Air Force One, or did one of the caskets arrive before Air Force One
Bill,
Jackie
that
Kennedy?
That is the question. But my point that I would like to make to your audience is, why would Jackie Kennedy, the First Lady, get into a Navy ambulance if she knew that that bronze casket was empty? She didn't even know.
Yeah, I don't think she would have known.
Exactly. Yeah. Because something happened on Air Force One, because when that body or when that bronze casket came off Air Force One, it never left our possession. Never left our possession. We shadowed the motorcade from Andrews Air Force Base to Bethesda. It was only for that short period of time. Only for that short period of time that we were chasing this ambulance with the bronze casket in, and we lost it for maybe 15 minutes, but still, the guys in the morgue told us straight up, Bill, that while you guys were still on a helicopter, the president's body was already on the autopsy table.
Exactly. Well, he said, the one corpsman had said the body was there a half hour before the casket even arrived.
15, 20 minutes before you guys even landed, we were still in the air, and the body was already on the table.
So not only were the corpsmen betrayed, yourself included here, in terms of the honor guard as well, the American people were betrayed.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, they told a story, and for whatever the reason, Bill, it makes no sense to me, and it won't make any sense to the audience. What was the purpose? What was the purpose other than to manipulate the autopsy? Because if that body had left, and this is straight from an FBI agent that was with us in Chicago at the reunion, he told us, he said, if that body had been left in Dallas, they had one of the best forensic pathologists.
Exactly.
At Parkland Hospital. He said they would have found out right then that there were multiple shooters.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's bullets. There's a bullet found in the gurney, unfired bullet there. I mean, there's always, I mean, even the trajectory, trying to understand.
I mean, the Dealey Plaza.
Yeah.
22 years in law enforcement. I've been down to Dealey Plaza, Bill, and when I look back at where the president, the kill shot was, and where the book depository is, usually the entrance wound would be small, and it would have taken a quarter of the president's face off, when in fact the back of his head was blown out. So where would that bullet come from? It would have to come from the front.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, this is, you know, logic has been cast aside. No doubt they have done everything they can to rewrite history and to hide the facts here. And this is why, Hugh, to this day, the controversy continues. And maybe Donald Trump, I mean, Donald Trump is up to evaluate some of these documents that heretofore have been kept sealed. And I am told there are millions of documents still available on the shooting of JFK that have been guarded. And so, you know, this will continue to be a controversy until, as you know, which is just the nature of humanity, it's the truth that sets you free. And we're entangled in this mess and confused because we don't have the whole truth and nothing but, do we?
Well, let me ask you this one question, and it's for your audience, too. If Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone shooter and there was no government conspiracy, why not release all the classified documents to the American public?
That's
if
it.
He was the lone shooter, he acted alone, there was no government conspiracy, then why can't the American people know what took place?
And we'll leave it with your question. Thank you, Hugh Clark.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program. and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hey, DC. There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
How can we forget? Welcome back, America. I guess you can forget. I mean, that's the big problem that we have here in America today. We have a brilliant document called the U.S. Constitution, and sadly, too few of us are engaged and involved with it. I say several times a year, and especially we got Memorial Day coming up, this might be a good time to sit around and, you know, with your friends, even yourself, just pause for a moment and think about Memorial Day, all that it represents, our founding document, all that that represents. I'll tell you, every time I do, even though I've read it hundreds of times, I mean, there's some things that you go, I know I've read this so many times, but sometimes there's certain, you know, seasons of life that we go through, that particular aspects of our founding document just sticks out for us in a big way. I want to talk about a season of hunger. And we're talking about providing reliable access to food for kids during the summer months. We've had this conversation before, and we will continue to stay committed to this. And we're so grateful for our guests who bring this to light. It seems like every year, and we welcome them, and we'll be talking with Jennifer Williamson and Tom Nelson in just a moment. But first of all, to give you some background, according to the United States Department of Agriculture, during the school year, more than 22 million kids receive free and reduced price meals through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out for the summer, only 3.8%, only 3.8 million participate in USDA's summer meals program. Providing these extra meals at home can be difficult for parents, and access to summer meal sites is difficult when children are not in school. Providing those meals becomes challenging for parents and harder to make ends meet during the summer months, as you can imagine. And here to tell us more about it, as I mentioned, Jennifer Williamson with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation. She's a board member with Sodexo. And Tom Nelson, Share Our Strength president. Jennifer, Tom, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Great. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be with you.
Well, great. Well, Jennifer, let's start with you. Describe the scope of the issues and why hunger among children increases once school lets out for the summer. I touched on that a little bit, but I want you to expand on that.
Yeah, great, Bill. Yeah, so you did give a good introduction. And, the reality of it is, and you think about it from this term, one in six kids in America struggles with hunger. And we see this, from Sodexo's business perspective. We are leading provider of facilities and food management services, and a big portion of what we do is to provide food service to more than 500 public school districts in the United States. That translates into feeding 2 million meals per school day, right? 2 million
yes.
meals per school day our employees are feeding. Yet we know, and our employees know, that one in six children, when they leave that school on Friday, may not have access to a reliable meal source until the following Monday. So that's a huge challenge. And there's lots of things that we can do to fix that and that we can do to help that. Part of what we do is we provide food backpacks. We pack 8,300 food backpacks a week that we give to these students to bridge that gap over the weekend. Mm-hmm. But the problem, as you said, gets even bigger in the summer. So, we have a program, Sodexo's program of Feeding Our Future, that operates in 23 cities to provide meals for students. And we also partner with organizations like Share Our Strength. And, Tom will share a little bit more about what we're doing there together to help solve this problem.
Yeah, well, Tom, let's bring you on as the president of Share Our Strength. And as Jennifer was just referring to, it's difficult at best, if not impossible, to educate kids if they're hungry.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Bill, I'm going to build on your opening comments. Mm-hmm. We're not going to have a strong America if we've got weak kids.
Yes.
So we've got to make sure kids are ready to learn. They get the nutrition they need. And not just during the school year, but all year long. And unfortunately, it gets harder to do during the summer. That's why we call summer a season of hunger. But the good news is it's absolutely solvable. And we've got some very specific ways we're making sure kids do, in fact, get the food they need during the summer. And I can tick those off when you're ready.
Yeah, let's do it right now while you're talking, and go ahead.
All right, I'm going to highlight three things, very concrete actions that we're taking. So in the summertime, where are the kids? They're at the swimming pool. They're at the rec center. They're hanging out at the housing complex. What we need to do and what we are doing with support from Sodexo and community partners is getting the meals to the kids in those locations. So that's step one. Mm-hmm. Step two is making sure their families know how to stretch those food dollars, cook healthy and nutritious meals. So we run a educational program called Cooking Matters. It's all about nutrition education. And then the third, and maybe in some ways most important element of the No Kid Hungry campaign during the summer, is to make sure folks know where they can get those summertime meals. And for that, we run a texting program, and it's very simple.
Right.
A family member in any part of this country can simply text the word food, or in Spanish, comida, to 877-877. Number again, 877-877. You text that number, you will find out what are the nearest summer feeding sites that your child could go to.
Well, what a great idea.
That makes a difference.
That's huge. Jennifer, with Sodexo's involvement, I mean, you're partnering. I mean, like he says, it takes a village. I mean, you look at businesses, and Sodexo has been doing a great job in networking with businesses in the local community as well to eliminate hunger. Explain to our audience how you're interacting with local businesses.
Yeah, so I think every local business can help to solve this problem, and it starts with one simple thing. Know who the hunger relief organizations are within your community, right? As you said, it takes a village, and businesses are part of that village. Sodexo is part of that village and the communities we serve. So once we know who the local hunger relief organization is, then you look back through your stakeholder group. Your suppliers can help you. Sodexo, we partner with our suppliers to help solve this problem, to raise money and awareness for this problem. But any local business can do that. So get your suppliers involved. get your employees involved, right? We have a very committed group of employees at Sodexo that are in every community in the United States. They are involved in these efforts. Every business can get their employees involved, and other partners that you work with can also be involved. The other thing you can do is donate food, donate funds, donate your time, donate resources. Reach out and find out what these hunger relief organizations may need. Maybe they just need somebody that can help them with a website, right? Help them transport food.
Exactly.
Find out what they need and then connect and help with that. And then the last thing I would say is really to think about how you engage the youth in these hunger-fighting solutions. Because believe it or not, the youth have the answer.
Mm-hmm. You say they have the answer. Unfold that a little bit more.
So through organizations like Share Our Strength, they engage youth in solving this problem. Sodexo sponsors scholarships for young people who are out there with their own foundations at the age of five, ending hunger, right? We've met some incredible people. That's ways that we can do that.
And yeah, with Sodexo support, we at Share Our Strength run a program called Youth Ambassadors. These are folks who are out there, young people, making sure they get the word out and build awareness about things such as the summer feeding programs.
You know, Tom,
the youth is a huge force in part of the solution.
You know, and you bring a good point here. It's all people coming together, all being rewarded in a sense, if we might say, for a cause. And as Jennifer was just saying, it's not like you've got to do something extraordinary. You're just a little piece of the puzzle, interconnected within your local community, solving a serious problem here, right?
That's absolutely right. Together we can end child hunger in this country. We can make No Kid Hungry a reality.
Well, exactly. Well, Jennifer, where can people go for more information or to be a part of the solution?
Yep, so absolutely. The most important thing is that texting information. And, Tom, I'm going to let you say that again.
One more time. It's food or comida. That's what you need to text to 877-877.
Excellent. Jennifer Williamson, Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation board member, and Tom Nelson, Share Our Strength president. Jennifer, Tom, thank you so much. We're going to do something about this, and we can do it together. And again, I thank you for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, just a thought, you know, with the NSA collecting all this metadata, you know, going about, wouldn't you just love to tap in to what the left has been saying with Donald Trump being overseas? I think it would be quite interesting if we could gain access to what they're saying, because you know, with the success of this president, what he's been enjoying overseas, that they're concerned and they're keeping a full court press that is antithetical to the president's and, dare I say, Main Street America's objective here. We're going to talk about the president's tax plan with our next guest, Akash Chugle. It's always good to be talking with Akash, Director of Policy at Americans for Prosperity. In this role, he oversees all of AFP's state policy advocacy efforts with a focus on labor, healthcare, education, and tax policy. Oh, those important things that the forgotten man and woman says ranks very high on their list. Akash, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, I don't know, the thought came to mind. Wouldn't it have been interesting to hear if we could get, you know, gain access to the conversation that the left is saying? Maybe the Russians have those statements, and it'll come out of Podesta's email or something again. I don't know. But.
Yeah, you know, it's we'll see where all that goes. I think, as you mentioned, the things that the American people, the forgotten man and woman, are focused on are the things that affect their pocketbook, affect their kids, affect their daily lives. You mentioned taxes are a huge part of that. Healthcare is a huge part of that. We're really looking forward to Congress and the president getting back to being focused on the things that their constituents care about most.
Well, I got to tell you, congratulations to AFP. And I know that we hear about the Koch brothers from time to time, but their commitment to this end and putting their money where their mouth is, you know, to do what they can. I mean, it's almost like the Koch brothers are acting a little bit like plumbers here, you know, trying to open up the line so that we can get some flow through, because the mainstream media and the guard, the deep state guard of our country has done everything they can to muck up the whole process.
You know, you said that exactly right. And they love to point out when, you know, it's Americans for Prosperity against the administration or you know, against Paul Ryan or Paul Ryan against the administration. The fact of the matter is this is something that hasn't happened in 30 years. We have a great opportunity to do so. And there is, quite frankly, just a lot riding on. A lot of people who are looking to have more money in their pockets, a lot of people looking for work, and a lot of ideas that are good ones being floated out there that we want to tell the American people about, push them through Congress, and get this done so that we can see the benefit once and for all.
Well, the contrast is clear, and this is where America needs to stay vigilant and remain educated, to be interested in being educated on this issue, because we have too many people in this country that have been groomed by the Democratic Party saying that it's all about government. Government is your daddy. Well, we are the government. We are not your daddy. We have our own children to take care of. And this is about self-responsibility. When the citizens are self-responsible, we can do a lot more with the money that we put into the Treasury, and dare I say, be a lot more effective, as opposed to just, developing an entitled class that works as a drag on our economy and everything that is American.
That's exactly right. And you mentioned it. We want to make sure that the programs that people need that have a place in government are well funded, right? Taking care of our veterans and fixing our roads and, paying for our schools and that sort of thing. At the same time, we need to be doing so in a way that doesn't distort our economy, doesn't take too much money out of people's pockets. That's what tax reform is all about, getting rid of a lot of the corporate welfare, bringing down business tax rates so businesses can flourish here and create jobs and create more taxpayers, right, more people who are working, making it easier and cheaper for people to file their own taxes. These are all the ideas that Americans for Prosperity is going to use our huge grassroots network to go and educate the American people about, get them through Congress, and push to make sure that this tax reform doesn't create any new taxes, but in fact reduces that burden and makes us more competitive.
Well, this is why Americans came out in record numbers to vote for Donald Trump. They realized the old guard was not going to affect this. They only knew how to continue on the course that they had been in. We had gotten to the point where $20 trillion in debt, our military had been decimated, there was inefficiency at every turn. I mean, Donald Trump, being the businessman that he is and the business people that he has in his administration, started pulling back some of the layers of the onion skin, and they find out with rapidity that we've got something like 18 agencies that are all getting money, from our treasury, all funded, and there's what Tom Coburn said, duplicated waste that has been going on for time in millennium, it seems. And they're all happy. They're fat and happy to continue on and waste the people's money because there's nobody accountable. There's nobody in charge to say, hey, there's something wrong here.
No, that's exactly right. And President Trump's budget, while far from perfect, did take steps in the right direction to simply start getting rid of some of these programs that have absolutely no place in the federal government. But you know that in Washington, D.C., as soon as you start shaking up the status quo, there are government bureaucrat jobs that depend on it, people who like what these programs do and prefer to have somebody else pay for it. You know, we hear all these different complaints. President Reagan said the closest thing to eternal life is a government program.
Exactly.
That rings true with this Trump budget. We're looking to shrink government, cut taxes, and put power back in the hands of the American people instead of in government bureaucrats.
Well, this is supposed to be about the United States of America, Akash, and I'm calling out Democrats. I'm calling out those that have been so ideologically fixed that somehow feel like if they do something on behalf of the people that Trump will get rewarded, that it will be a win for the Republicans at their expense. I mean, this is ridiculous. The Democratic constituents have said, hey, look, we want you there to go make things happen on the best way you can on our behalf, not to, muddy up the works and to stop the process of government. You need to go there and do your job. You may not like the budget, but what's your ideas to make it work? And just like you say with Ronald Reagan, always when he went into negotiations said, look at guys, nothing's going to be perfect here. It's about compromise. But I feel like if I get 80%, that's a pretty good deal, right?
No, that's exactly right. And the one thing I would point out is it's not just Democrats. Of course, we knew they were going to be obstructionists when, they got their rear end handed to them last November. They have no majorities in Congress. They don't have the White House. But there are just as many Republicans right now who are standing in the way of getting some good things done. I mean, you see ideas, even as part of this tax reform debate, like this border adjustment tax proposal. I mean,
yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, good.
90% of what we're talking about, the whole conservative movement agrees on, the corporate tax changes, the individual income tax changes. But then you've got folks pushing ideas like this border adjustment tax I didn't hear a single person run last year on creating new taxes in the Republican Party. We got to stop pushing ideas like this. Hold Republicans accountable who are supporting ideas like this. Get them taken off the table and get behind a package that the entire Republican Party and that the entire country will benefit from.
It's like they don't understand with the border adjustment tax that there's going to be, I mean, by design, there are unintended consequences that come along with this, isn't there?
There always are. It's a massive increase on consumers. It's a consumer tax, but they're billing it as, you know, tax fairness, international competitiveness. We don't keep American jobs here by making it more expensive to do business here, by making it more expensive to buy American products. It's a lose-lose. We need to get that idea taken off the table. Folks need to be calling Speaker Ryan, calling Kevin Brady, calling their member of Congress, telling them to drop the border adjustment tax and support comprehensive tax reform that eases the burden on the American people.
Well, if you do comprehensive tax reform, including at the corporate level, this is going to be huge, Akash. I mean, this is going, and not to mention all the regulations that President Trump has reduced or eliminated. You know, things are very positive here. I think the border adjustment tax is one of those, if you want to throw it out there, is a negotiable issue, you know, because you've been saying and talking about it. But hey, let's, you know, let it fall by the wayside. I'm with you on this thing because I think that you get the corporate tax in line, and I think it really has to be at 15. I'm not an 18% corporate tax guy. I think you've got to make it discernible and to where it's a no-brainer for corporations that are just sitting on the outside just saying, hey, you know what? I want to be repatriated. I want to come back home where I belong.
No, that's exactly right. You talk about competitiveness. The easiest way to make us competitive is to bring down what is right now the highest corporate tax rate in the developed world. You mentioned 15%. That's a good number. As far as the border adjustment tax goes, that simply is not a tool to make America competitive again. And you mentioned the forgotten man and woman. Mm-hmm. Just for the first time last week, this week, we saw Paul Ryan back off a little bit from that idea that he's been wedded to for months now. That is the strength of the grassroots, Bill. That is people calling their members of Congress, calling their senators, saying the border adjustment tax is dead on arrival. They don't want it. We're getting him to back off. We need to keep that force up and let him know that if they roll out a comprehensive tax reform package that is good for the grassroots, they'll be all over it in support.
Exactly. Well, Americans for Prosperity has been leading the way, and thank you very much. I know the Koch brothers have been helping out a lot, and we're appreciative for their investment. But really, when it comes down to, you know, the heavy load that needs to be carried, it's better shared by all of us that believe in the American way of life. And what Akash has suggested here and what we've been talking about is that you need to be activated citizens. You need to be part of the solution. Make those phone calls. Right, Akash? Be in touch with your elected officials and let them know what you believe and how you feel about certain things, because we can move the needle in a very positive way if you're activated. Because you've been deactivated, that's what got us into this mess, because we've become very passive. This is what passiveness, I mean, you look back on these last 10 years, this is what passivity gives you, right?
That's exactly right. You mentioned it. It's strength in numbers. And so we're encouraging people to get involved with Americans for Prosperity, become active. Let's get something through that will make history, something we can really be proud of. It's going to protect and expand the Americans.
How can they get involved? We got about 5 seconds here, Akash.
AmericansForProsperity.org.
Akash Jugli, Director of Policy at Americans for Prosperity. Thank you, Akash.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones.